From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW football team overcame a slow start in the first round of the playoffs on Friday against Blacksburg. The Eagles' defense turned the momentum of the game just before halftime.
9.8 seconds to go on third and goal. Holt, low snap, rolling right side, throws out the flat. It's intercepted by GW, striking back the other way, across the 40, the midfield line, 35, 30, 20, 10, it's a pick six for GW to end the first half. Tony Matos makes up for some of his mistakes in the first half and takes it 98 yards the other way. And what a monster swing of momentum to close out the first half as GW leads 20-7.
Dominic Neal Harrison would also score a defensive touchdown on a fumble return in the 44-7 win over Blacksburg. The Eagles will host Sharondo in the second round on Friday. Coretta handled Dan River in the first round of the playoffs on Friday, 57-14. Quarterback Rayshon Logan finished with 350 yards of total offense, 4 passing touchdowns, and 3 rushing touchdowns. Coretta will host Floyd County in the second round on Friday. Number 19 UVA bounced back to beat Duke on Saturday, 34-17. Chandler Morris passed for 316 yards and 2 touchdowns, while Jamari Taylor rushed for 133 yards and 2 scores in the win. UVA is now 9-2 on the season and tied for first place in the ACC at 6-1. A GW football alum made his first big college play on Saturday. Boston College linebacker Kamori Dixon recorded his first career sack in the team's 36-34 loss to Georgia Tech. Dixon graduated from GW in 2024 and was selected All-Region twice and All-State once. In the NFL, the Carolina Panthers beat the Atlanta Falcons in overtime, 30-27, to improve to 6-5 on the season. Also, the Washington Commanders lost to the Miami Dolphins in overtime, 16-13, to drop to 3-8 on the season. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.